This week on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Season 3, Episode 10 of TMNT Classic, Turtles at Earth's Core. I'm King Cowabunga.
And I'm Pizza Tossin' Gub.
And you're listening to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Podcast, Episode 28!
Back
because there's always an issue.
There's timing issues.
There's always an issue. Last episode was done, but there was an editing issue.
yeah, there was an editing issue in that I didn't get it to you on time.
No, I think you got it to me. You just put the wrong one.
Oh yeah, that
got it to me. It's just it was the wrong file, and we won't bore you listeners with these, you know, technical things. All right, just be happy we're back. Okay. Yeah.
And what an episode to come back on.
I love this episode.
This episode is the most comedic episode yet.
I don't know. The Rat King, all those rats, that was pretty...
Intentionally comedic episode.
Okay, yes, I believe you're right.
I should be clear.
Would you like some Ratatouille, April?
Yeah, there were little jokes. And, I mean, the last episode was goddamn hilarious.
I loved
it. Well, this one is like actually trying to be funny, and it succeeds in some parts, and it fails in some other parts.
Very lighthearted, I will say that. And you know what I like about this episode, since, you know, hold on, I feel like we need to do this now, because random people seem to be listening to our podcast lately.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's because of that movie.
Movie and the game. And
there's all this turtle mania going on right now. So if you're new to the podcast, the idea behind this podcast is... Pizza Toss and Gum and I go through each episode of the Ninja Turtle original classic cartoon show and review it and talk about it.
In order.
And we're up to season 3, episode 10.
We are the definitive guide to the original Ninja Turtle series.
That's right. We are the Cliff Notes, if you will.
The Cliff Notes.
To Ninja Turtles.
If the Cliff Notes book also contained notes about Alf and Cheers. Yeah.
That's from early season episodes, which are really good, but you have to pay for it.
They're behind the paywall.
And you know why they're behind the paywall? Because we ran out of space, and I'm not going to upgrade my account. So I just delete them. If you want them, you got to pay for them. Anybody wants an episode that's been deleted? You gotta go email at ninjapodcast@gmail.com, and then I will quote you a price.
It might be high.
Might be high, might be low. Might be a dollar, might be... $50. Might be 5 cents. I'm crazy.
It's like Crazy Eddie over here.
Crazy! I remember when I was a kid, there was some guy on TV. I think every place must have had this guy.
You're talking about Crazy Eddie.
No, Crazy Eddie is from Futurama, isn't he?
No, Crazy Eddie's a real thing.
I thought Crazy Eddie was only from Futurama.
Crazy Eddie is with a New York dude who sold shit.
This has got to be the guy then, yeah.
And he was arrested for fraud or something, because he would have like these videos of him in front of all these, like he would show like investors the back of his truck, saying like, look at all this product you can sell, and then the product was just like,
you're right,
bunch of boxes, empty boxes in the front and nothing behind it, so he didn't have anything. So
that's crazy.
Because he's fucking crazy.
Crazy, what do
you think? Oh man, I would kill for a Crazy Eddie t-shirt.
I got video games from Crazy Eddie when I was a kid.
Yeah, because they were like Nobody Beats the Wiz, but very shady and very New York.
And the guy was crazy. And you know what's funny is I remember my dad buying me a video game at Crazy Eddie's, and it was not cheap, let me tell you.
It's crazy.
I remember for the 80s, it was something like $80 for a Nintendo game.
Jesus Christ.
That's the that's 80s money. Okay,
that's like $1,000 now.
That's like at least a minimum of $100 to $150.
Yeah, now. It's like I was gonna say 120.
120, 130. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's a lot. But anyway, you know, and that's how I got Kung Fu for Nintendo.
So this episode. I'm trying to get us back on track.
It's about Crazy Eddie, right? Is that
what yeah. Speaking of crazy, this episode is crazy. I don't know. There's no good tangent. There's no good segue there.
Let's just go in.
So the turtles are examining a map about where Shredder has attacked to find out where the Technodrome is. If they could triangulate or something, they could find out where Technodrome
is. I like how this is hard sometimes, and sometimes this is easy. Like, you know, certain episodes just find the Technodrome effortlessly.
Yeah.
Other episodes, there's this plan.
And then April comes down and has all these brochures, and she's talking about vacation.
Of course.
Which is, this vacation section right here is like the longest payoff. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was a little surprised that it
they set it up, and they don't pay it off until the very, very fucking last minute of the episode.
I really didn't think it was going to come back.
No, I didn't think so either. I thought it was just going to be like her complaining, like, oh man, I'm so tired, but whatever, you know, but it ends up coming back.
Isn't that something, you know, April would do? We got to figure out how to get the Technodrome. I'm going to go on a cruise. What do you think is a good cruise season, cruise place to go? April, we're busy trying to figure out how to stop evil. All right, I'll tag along.
Ugh.
Irma's not in this episode.
No. No, I was thinking about that. There's no Irma in this episode.
I thought she would hit on one of the dinosaurs, maybe, or...
Maybe.
Make a pass, and then the T-Rex would not be about it. And then she would say something about how... Even the king of the dinosaurs say you are me! Nobody wants Irma!
So, as April is showing them the brochures... it starts to like the earth starts to shake, like there's an earthquake, and they go up to check on it, and they see a giant dinosaur show up.
That's how it works.
Okay, first thing I thought when they see this dinosaur, they say it's a Diplodocus.
Okay, dinosaurs to me.
Well, okay. Growing up, I had always heard it called Diplodocus.
I've never even heard of this dinosaur.
And I was confused. I thought oh, the guy doesn't know how to pronounce it. Then everyone says Diplodocus. So I'm like, am I wrong?
you start doubting yourself.
Well, I looked it up. I looked it up. It's apparently both ways are correct. But Diplodocus is the preferred way to say it. So they're right, and I was wrong. I did not know that.
What's your pronunciation again?
Diplodocus.
This is such a funny thing to be talking about.
It fucked with me real bad this episode, like real bad, because I had never heard Diplodocus before.
Made you very felt very insecure.
I was like, am I an idiot? But then apparently, Diplodocus is more correct to the original Greek origins of the word Diplo.
There you go.
So,
hey, you feel better about yourself.
So I have something on. I'm gonna take that win. I'm gonna call that.
This is not really connected, but it's funny. It's not connected to the turtles, but it's connected to pronunciation of words. So. All right, look, when I was a kid, whenever something would get inflamed, let's just say, you know, I banged my knee it got inflamed, right? My mother always said it was inflamed.
Yeah.
Okay, you've heard this, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is that one day I'm with my ex-girlfriend, I mean, it was my girlfriend at the time, and I said, oh, yeah, you know, it was inflamed. And she says, what? I said, inflamed. She says, what is inflamed? That's not a word. I said, yes, it is. She said, no, it's not. And then I said, it's got to be a word. And I call my friend, Jose, and I said, hey, if you bang something and it turns red and gets big, what is it? He goes, it's inflamed. I said, there you go. And then she got upset. She goes, no, your friend Jose is an idiot. Call somebody else. And then I called somebody else, and I said, inflamed. And they said, what is that? And, you know, it turns out people who come from Spanish-speaking households tend to use that word.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Because it sounds like the Spanish version of the word. It's similar.
Similar. Very similar.
And I thought that was funny. And then, you know, but instead of me going, well, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I just said, whatever. That's how we say it. How we do it at home.
So they meet this Diplodocus.
They meet him.
And then they try to scare him away. And he runs away and they chase him. And they're like, where did he go?
They give chase.
They give chase. They accost him.
Accost him. Actually, you know, to be fair, would you say it's fair they harass this dinosaur?
They do harass that. He did nothing to warrant that. He did
nothing to warrant that. You know, they should check their turtle privilege.
They're a cat calling him from the street.
That's where I was trying to bring this. You know that video that was trending for a whole day of the girl walking through New York City with yoga pants on and everybody's hitting on her?
Yep.
They should just make a video version of that with this dinosaur. Yeah, dino! I like what I'm seeing! Wag that tail! Make my shit shake.
Could you imagine that dinosaur just in like yoga pants walking around?
In hipster glasses. And a bad attitude.
So this dinosaur, when it runs away into the park, it leaves like bare footprints.
Yeah, they were bare footprints. They were like dinosaurs.
And they chase it and they fall into it. There's like a giant hole. which is my favorite thing because they're like, no one knows where this dinosaur went. Except for the giant hole in Central Park where it went.
The plot. It's the plot time. It's the plot device. There it is. Move it forward.
And where does that hole lead to?
Dino World.
Dino World in the center of the Earth.
The center of the Earth. That's where dinosaurs are.
That's where the dinosaurs currently are, in case you were wondering.
Isn't there that movie or the show, Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Yeah. That's what the title is referring to, I believe.
And they're remaking it as a comic.
They remake everything. So I don't... Every property is remade. I don't care anymore.
What do you mean?
I just don't care.
What do you mean?
There's no real interest for these properties. Stop it.
There must be because they're being made.
Yeah, but yeah, they're
somebody's buying them.
Okay. I doubt. I don't know about that. The people that are buying them are the people that review comics.
That's the demographic. We sold 1,000 copies this month. 1,000 reviews came.
So Shredder, B.R. Rocksteady are in the Dino World, mm-hmm. and they get a call from Krang about the crystal they're trying to take to refuel the power cells of the Technodrome.
Isn't it great how Krang really is the nagging housewife again?
Yeah.
Early in the season, you know, Krang kind of had this authority, you know, in season two as well. But in the beginning of season one, he was all insecure and whiny and naggy. Now he's starting to get back to that point. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it dipped for a bit and then came back. Because I think there was a point where they were trying to make Shredder more the big bad. And now they're kind of like debating who the big bad is in this thing.
Well, Krang is just a whiner. Shredder, I need you to do this! Damn it, Krang! I'll get around to it. And then, duh, boss, what do we do? Whatever, right? Rocksteady and Bebop pop up. They just screw up everything they touch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I like how the writers have to come up with new ways for Shredder to insult Rocksteady and Bebop every episode.
Yeah.
You ignoramus! You rhino face!
Rhino face. This dinosaur world has a giant crystal in it that apparently fucks with their anti-gravity vehicle. This episode is the most like, you can't do this because this plot device. You can't do this because this plot device.
You want to go through there, you can't. There's a force field. Everything is...
It's like your first D&D campaign.
All my D&D campaigns are like that. That's not my first.
Like it's a baby's first D&D campaign. It's like, oh, I want to check the thing out. You can't. There's a force shield around it.
Go
left, group. Fucking go left.
I used to just be as direct about that as possible. You know, you always get that player who tries to, you know.
You went to the room. There's a giant arrow sign pointing left.
I would do the, you always get that group of players where there's a door, it's locked, you can't get through, it's not pickable. Oh, I get a shovel and I begin to dig into the ground. The shovel breaks on the ground. It's anti-shovel rocks. Yeah, that's the way they're designed. All right. I cast a spell that allows me to turn into an ant. They just refuse to do the thing you want them to do.
It's
like it won't let the turtle do anything but what they're supposed to.
Yeah. So there's giant crystal, and then Krang tells Shredder he needs to find another way to get to it.
Yep.
But then the turtles arrive via the blimp.
Yeah.
I guess they floated down the hole in the blimp, which...
That's possible.
I guess. And then immediately they get their blimp popped by a pterodactyl. Immediately. Oh, it's a bad neighborhood.
It's a bad... What did I tell you about coming down on this side of the block? It's
horrible. They come back to the T-Rex like jacking their tires.
There's graffiti all over there.
It's on cinder blocks when they get back.
That was always one of my favorite jokes. That, you know, something's gone out of style.
Yeah,
I think it's because people think it's, you know, mean, or it's just funny. Did you ever see the movie I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
Yeah, not a long, long time.
There is one thing in that. There is this one scene in that movie that is so funny, and it's called. I don't remember what it's called, but it's basically an Olympic-style series of events.
Yeah.
But all the events are based on crime. So the first one is these guys, they have to – who's the fastest to strip a car? Two teams. And this one group of dudes just strip the car down to nothing and it's on blocks and they win.
Nice.
And then the next event is these guys running with a TV and this dog is chasing them. Oh, and it takes place in New York City. Can you believe it?
Who would have thought?
Get out of here. And that's what this dinosaur thing is like. The dinos jack their tires.
Jack their tires, steal their, pop their blimp.
Siphon their gas.
Siphon their gas. Take all the CDs out of their CD holder.
Took the radio.
Took the radio.
Did you ever have your gas siphoned?
No.
It happened to my family once. We were in Queens for some reason.
You were in my hood.
I was in Queens, yeah. I was actually there to get my yellow belt or purple belt or something like that when I was in karate. That's why I was there. And we go up there. And then when my ceremony is over, or a tournament or something, sure enough, the car won't start. There's no gas. This is in broad daylight.
Yeah.
It was parked in an alley. It was parked on the street. How did they pull this off so fast?
That's how we do in Queens, yo.
Did I tell you?
I didn't do shit like that.
When I was in Canada. And you know what? Do you know how to siphon gas?
No.
Because, see, I didn't know how to do it until recently. I remember I worked this one job in maintenance, and my boss showed me how to do, you know, the equivalent of siphoning gas with liquids.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's how we used to empty our pool.
It's not hard. It's super easy.
It's just got to – the exit has to be lower than the entrance.
And you have to do something with the air.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, that's how you do it, I started thinking to myself, I should steal all these Canadians' gas, you know? Because where I was living in Canada, there were no police officers anywhere. I thought, I could totally get away with this. I should just steal everybody's gas on the block for fun. Just, who cares? I don't even need it. I just want to do it to do it. Might do it one day.
Maybe.
You ever hear about, oh, somebody stole all this gas in Canada. This American came back across the border. Going back across the border with big things of gas. Sir, is that your gas? It becomes my gas.
Yeah, I came in with this.
Do you have anything to declare? No. Sir, what's that giant barrel of gas you have with you? Oh, it's my gas. I came in with this. There's maple leaves in this. We believe you stole this from Canadians. Nah.
Ugh.
But go on.
So... The turtles get their shit jacked.
They do not get it in check.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
All right, keep going.
And then they run into a T-Rex.
T-Rex is going, yo, what's up?
And then another T-Rex fights him.
And the T-Rex is like, yo, I told you you can't come by this part of the jungle anymore.
Different gang colors. You got a different bandana.
They were different colors, actually. They were in different gangs.
And then they run back into Dippy, Diplodocus.
That they name him.
Yeah, but they run into him, and he decides to help them for some reason.
Yeah, I never understood that.
He reminds me of, like, Denver the Last Dinosaur.
Not even 1/100th as cool as Denver the Last Dinosaur.
No, Denver had sunglasses and a Hawaiian t-shirt.
And a skateboard.
Fuck. I was thinking about that today.
I love Denver.
Denver the Last Dinosaur. I don't know. I don't even know why.
Because he's in all of our dreams. Deep down.
He's my friend and a whole lot more.
He's my friend and a whole lot more. Because, he's also their bandmate.
He's also in the band. It's like...
He's in the band.
That reminds me. I was also trying to explain Buckaroo Banzai to my girlfriend. And I was having a hard time. Like, I was like, I know. I mean, they're a band, but they're, like, scientists. And they're detectives. And there's a missing girl. Is there a missing girl? And there's, like, a crazy monkey professor.
There's a guy named Perfect Tommy. It's
like, which is such a good name. Then she was like, should I watch it? I was like, I don't know. Like, I love it, but you might not like it.
I don't know. I get the impression she likes silly movies.
Yeah, that movie is, like, ultra. That movie is a movie, I don't even know how it got made. That's how weird that movie is.
I love that movie.
It's great. But it's also like that movie could never get made today.
Oh, no way.
They're like, it's what? He's a scientist? And a ninja?
Well, that was back in the day, and I kind of miss this innocence of people making things. I still think like this, by the way, but yeah. The general public does not. The attitude at the time was, this is cool. This is cool. This is really cool. Let's combine it.
I looked up Denver the Last Dinosaur images, and on the first page, there's BDSM porn of Denver the Last Dinosaur.
He's gonna put on safe. You gotta put it on safe search. Come on.
Ugh.
I don't even know what that means.
Bondage.
I don't want to know.
It's bondage.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
How does it mean that?
Bond. But BD is bondage and S&M is slave and master.
Oh my god. So is he... Yeah, I don't want to know.
He's tied up. I can send you the picture. You want the picture?
No, I don't want the picture. I don't want to see that in my dreams now. Right? I have nightmares about it. I just want... You know, you have to corrupt...
There's text on... There's text on the image that says, he's my friend and a whole lot more.
Oh, so. Great. He's looking great in a skateboard. But what a cool guitar he has, by the way.
It's the best.
Dippy's not this cool.
So Shredder, Beelzebub Rock said he failed to get the gem, so they go back to the Technodrome, and then they come back in pith helmets and safari jackets.
Yes, I love that. I love that.
And then all the Foot Clan are also wearing pith helmets too?
I knew you were going to like that. I thought to myself, Gob was going to love this.
It's the fucking best. Yeah, it's like, and then he makes a joke about being the leader, about Buana. I don't know what that...
I don't get it.
Buana, I think, means leader in, like, Africans. Afrikaans?
That's freaking cultural appropriation! Right, Shredder? Why don't you stick to being Japanese, apparently?
Yeah.
Even though, you know, when he takes off his outfit, he's white.
When Shredder takes off his outfit, he's Hispanic.
Yeah, I think you're right on that one, actually. Well, it depends, because this episode, he looks very white.
Well, yeah, because he's not around any other...
There's no humans around this episode except April. Shredder.
April and Shredder.
That's it.
Yeah, all the Foot Clan are robots again.
If they get killed, they're robots. Yeah. They don't touch people, you know.
So they go on their safari. Shredder goes on a safari hunt. Krang is using his camera to just look around the dinosaur area, sees the turtles, and then orders the Foot Clan to build him a tank.
Build it.
And they build it in, like, 5 seconds. And then this tank. So the size of this tank is so inconsistent throughout the whole episode. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Like, the door is so big, and then there's a scene where, like, there are five dinosaurs inside the tank. And then, like, there's, like, oh, it's huge. It's like what's that, Loaded Weapon?
What's your that?
Loaded Weapon, the National Lampoon Lethal Weapon one. Loaded. It's called Loaded Weapon, I believe.
I'm thinking of Naked Gun.
No, it's the one with Emilio Estevez and Samuel Jackson.
I don't think I've seen this.
Oh fuck! You should see it. It's the best. It's the fucking best, and you would love it. It's so great. It's so right. Fucking great.
I'm sold. I mean, the title is great.
Okay.
Jackson's in it. Emilio Estevez. I'm sold.
Yeah, it's great. He has a like a shitty little beat, like a trailer on the beach, and when they walk inside, it's like a mansion. they walk in, they're like, what the hell did you do here? He's like, yeah, it's just the wall paint.
What's a great joke like that? And have you seen the movie Spy Hard?
Yes.
The part where Leslie Nielsen is coming, he's in a room. No, he sneaks up on somebody. And he just holds a golf club over his head. He goes, ah! And the guy goes, oh, Dick Steele, how are you? And then they shake hands. And he says, we go back a long way, don't we? And then Leslie Nielsen goes, we sure do. And he goes into a flashback. And the flashback is him scaring him 3 seconds ago.
There's a great joke.
That's such a good joke.
There's a great joke. There's a joke in that always makes you laugh when – wait, is it Spy Hard? No, what's the one? What's the one where that's like when he's on the run from the police? It's not Spy Hard.
He's running? With Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah, Does
he go to prison?
No, he runs. He's like on the lam from the police.
Oh, I don't think I've seen this either.
But there's a joke in that one where like the police are running at him in a line.
Right.
And then it cuts to like their it cuts like. Like he's on one side it cuts to like the guy the people running in a line, and then it cuts down, and then you see a football, and the guy in the middle just kicks the football like the kickoff, and they never refer to it. He just does it and they keep going.
There's a great joke like that in the movie Hot Shots as well, where they show all these planes taking off.
Yeah.
And it'll zoom in on the wheel as the plane is taking off. And they show several, and then they show one, and a corgi is chasing after the plane. It's so funny.
Fuck.
Yeah. I miss movies like that. I hate that that's gone out of style, by the way. It's a shame. But go on. Go on.
Anyway, they build a tank, and Dippy beats the shit out of some Foot Clan members.
Well, actually, they call them rock soldiers.
Yeah, they do call them rock soldiers. I caught that, too.
Watch out for those rock soldiers. Foot soldiers. Not rock soldiers.
But then they shoot him with a laser, and he drops them in hot tar. But then he gets...
No. So Dippy is going to go get them. He's going to go get Shredder and Bebop and all of them. Because they stole his diamond.
No, he doesn't know they stole the diamond yet, because they haven't stole the diamond yet.
Oh, I thought they stole the diamond at this point.
No, because this is when they get dipped in tar, and he saves them, but he throws Michelangelo into a giant bird, and Michelangelo gets tar and feathered for no reason.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Whoa, bogus!
And then Bebop and Rock... Yeah, it just doesn't make any... It's just like a shitty joke that never... that doesn't go anywhere. And then they try to climb... Bebop and Rock, they try to climb the mountain thing to get to the gem, but they can't, and they end up shooting with lasers, because... Fuck, why not?
Sure.
And then they eventually get it. Shredder gets it and then drops it and cracks it. And then he creates lava with his microwave gun stop the turtles.
And then they're just surrounded by lava.
And they get out of it just jumping.
Well, it's funny because I remember when that's a cliffhanger for a commercial.
Yeah.
And every time I see one of those cliffhangers, I think, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
And with this one, I'm thinking, I don't know. I don't know how this dinosaur is going to get out of being surrounded by lava. And then I'm thinking, the only solution I can think of that would be really simple but stupid would be he just jumps really far. And that's exactly what it is.
It's watching these episodes without commercials makes you realize, like, how crazy it would be, like, oh no, and it go like, so like he's like surrounded by lava on this rock, fade to black. You're watching like, you know, a minute of commercials, and you're the entire time you're thinking, shit, how's he gonna get out of this? And it cuts back and he just jumps. Like, it makes you realize just how ridiculous, like how inconsequential these points of terror are.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Well, I'll say this: the only argument I would make to that is, one, you're a kid. Kids
yeah.
are stupid.
Kids are stupid. Yeah, I get it.
Two, and this is important: commercials were so awesome at
yeah,
the time.
You forgot.
Totally forgot what was even going on. You know, as a kid, oh boy, I'll just stay tuned for these messages. Oh my God, McDonald's! Oh my God, Grimace! Oh my God, the Hamburglar! Oh my God, Transformers! Oh, Turtles is back! You know, it's just all this awesome stuff.
Yeah.
And then all that stuff ended up in my house the next day. I want McDonald's and I want a Transformer! All right. There it was.
So Shredder gets away with the gem. Mm-hmm. And then Dippy sees that the gem is missing and gets real sad.
I like that part.
Because it's providing energy for...
It makes the prehistoric world exist.
I guess. But there's no evidence of that. Like,
that's what April said. It must be true.
But like you would think Dippy would start getting weaker and weaker or something. Like, and then they would, you know, that would make the episode work.
God, we don't have time. We gotta move the story along. There's no time for that.
So Shredder presents the crystal to Krang, and Krang goes, "This crystal is just like you," and the Shredder goes, "Oh, because I'm flawless."
No, Shredder was setting himself up for that one.
And Krang goes, "No, because gotta."
Yeah, that was like a thug moment for Shredder. You know, the sunglasses fall down from the sky.
Well, because it's broken, right? It's got a huge crack in it.
That's right.
And then Krang uses his lasers.
Thug life. It didn't work out, though. Krang is the one who got thug life. In that
so Krang needs to use his lasers on it for some reason.
That's what he does.
To fix the crack, which is like one of those cartoon things where like it's like super science. It's hypergravity.
It's not normal gravity. It's hypergravity.
It's hyper science. What are you? This is Science X. So then the turtles start attacking. Dippy starts attacking the tank.
I love this part. It made me laugh so hard.
His tail, and it gets all bruised.
Well, it's just this dinosaur wailing on this tank with its tail.
But he's the size of the tank. But then he later goes into the tank.
Yeah.
Not only him and three other dinosaurs go into the tank.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
So he's hitting with his tail, and his tail is getting all sore and red, and he can't do it by himself, so he calls his dino friends.
His tail's getting inflamed?
Yes, inflamed.
It's getting inflamed.
So he calls his dinosaur friends, and they help rip open the door.
I love it. A T-Rex appears. No, I'm sorry. It's a Triceratops.
A Stegosaurus, and then that one hammerhead kind of...
Dinosaur with spikes on his head.
Yeah, I can't remember what
the name of it. We all liked him as a kid. Nobody knows his name.
No.
I bet my fiance does. She was obsessed with dinosaurs as a kid. That was her thing.
Oh, really?
It was pretty funny because my mother always said this. She goes, "What is it with American children and dinosaurs?" She just didn't understand. She just thought it was the stupidest thing in the world.
Are kids still into dinosaurs?
I don't know. You tell me. You work on kids' shows.
I don't deal with kids, though.
Yeah, but you produce content for them.
I mean...
I make peak. Oh, I don't want to go too far. Go ahead. I almost gave it away.
You almost did give it away. Let's edit that out.
No, I'm not going to go
no,
back.
No, we're not going to do that.
I didn't give it all away. Maybe the listener will figure it out.
No, they won't. Anyway, so the dinosaurs, like, they're hitting the door to the tank.
Yep.
And they finally make a hole in it, but then the hole becomes big enough for a dinosaur to fit through.
That's right. And I love when the Triceratops just runs in there, because there's these foot soldiers there, and he just runs them over.
He just runs them over and steps on them and literally beheads one.
It was hilarious.
It's awesome.
It was just like dirt. Didn't even.
There's a scene where Shredder goes, "I need to exit with style," and then does a weird like, yeah, dance move and runs away.
No, see, his body language makes no sense.
No, it makes no sense.
He goes. I have to leave with dignity and pride, or something the equivalent of I'm not supposed to run away and scream like a coward. And you know that's exactly what he's going to do. So that's the joke. But the animation does not go with that.
The animation doesn't go with it, and neither does his inflection, because inflection is like, rah. Like, it's not, like, intense. Yeah.
It is.
It's bizarre. But then the turtles and all dinosaurs rush in.
Yeah.
And then Krang finally finishes what he – like, he – Shredder wants him to use the laser on the dinosaurs, but he can't because he's using the laser to charge the thing. Which is weird because there's a laser on the outside of the tank, too. Whatever.
You know how it is.
It's only one laser at a time. This is the hyper science.
Hyper science.
So he finally gets the crystal all charged up, but then the dinosaurs break it, and then they have this crazy football game with the crystal.
Yes, that is the weirdest part of the episode.
It's so – it's like it starts playing
– so out of nowhere.
It starts playing like weird like Benny Hill music.
Yeah, and there's a part. It starts because somebody throws the crystal, and Donatello gets it, and he goes interception, or somebody gets it and says that.
Well, he goes. There's this. Leo goes turtles fight with honor, and then Shredder goes, well, I'm a cheater or something, and he pulls out two guns and starts shooting at them.
I'm about it.
But then Dippy knocks the crystal, and they get. Then there's a whole like then there's a weird football scene, and in the football scene, the weirdest part of the football scene, Krang goes, Rocky, pass it to me.
I was about to say that.
He calls him Rocky,
as if they're close friends.
And, yeah, they're buddies.
And it was weird. Rocky to me. Rocky, pass it here.
He's never called him Rocky before.
I almost wish he said Rocky. Give me the rock.
But then they intercept it, and then the episode ends with like the most like okay, so this scene ends. They're building up to like this. Oh, he throws it to him. He intercepts it. They throw. They intercept it. They throw. They intercept it. Right. But it ends with them just running out.
Yeah.
Like it's so anticlimactic. They don't. They barely tackle them. Just like shoulder butt.
I love when the dinosaurs run out too. Yeah, dinosaurs run out. Just all pile out of this thing.
But it's so The turn from Shredder, Krang, Rocky, and Rocky.
Don't call him Rocky. You're not Krang. You can't call him that.
Okay, we're not on a first name basis.
You're not that close. Rocky to me.
The turn from them like having a chance of like of getting this crystal and like succeeding, to them admitting defeat and running away is so quick. Like, once the turtles leave, they're like, fuck, we lost, and they burrow, and it's done. I'm out.
You guys ended. What is the writer supposed to do? get this thing going.
No, but if that ending was more climactic than fucking just running out with a crystal, you know what I mean?
You'd have that scene when they ran around and played football.
And then we have your favorite scene.
Okay, so now the episode is ending. And one of them says, April goes, I don't know, she says something. And they restore, they get the crystal back to where it is.
They get the crystal back, yeah. And they pass it blimp with the tar.
That's right. And then April says something about her vacation or something. And then Mikey goes, you can have your vacation right here. Or no, she says something about the dinosaur world. They said, well, you wanted to go on vacation, right?
Yeah.
You could have it here. Yeah. And I thought, wow, they connected that stupid line to the end of the episode. And then they're talking to her about it. And out of nowhere, a pterodactyl just flies in and grabs her and carries her off and flies away. And they just start joking about it. There's lots of flights available. And she's just, you know, basically about to be killed and eaten alive.
This is the same pterodactyl that tore their shit apart early on.
This pterodactyl is a jerk.
He just waits by the entrance to get unsuspecting.
And then I am happy that I thought when they make fun of her being kidnapped, they would just go, meh, meh, and they would just show credits.
I thought they would just walk away.
No, it just fades to black. But instead, you do see them get on the dinosaur and begin to chase the pterodactyl down to, you know, save her from being killed. They get on Dippy, that's right.
Yeah, but that pterodactyl is clearly just going to eat her. It's fucking great.
That was his plan.
Ugh.
It's hilarious. That's it.
I'm surprised how much juice we got out of that episode. I did not enjoy that episode particularly.
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. I loved it. And you know, it reminded me of Turtles in Time, which I also love.
Yeah. Oh, I read a review about the new game and people hated it. And I was like,
They're idiots. They hate it for the wrong reasons.
Well, there were some minor complaints saying some of the worlds were some of the stages were too big and not enough happens.
I didn't feel that way.
Which is like, I haven't beaten it yet,
but I enjoyed it. And all these I've seen the complaints, and I made fun of this.
The biggest complaint is local co-op.
Oh, I agree with that 100%.
That's the biggest complaint.
That's the one I'm 100% with. Yes, that's the biggest problem with the game. But yeah. Everything else, enemies get a little repetitive. Have you played Ninja Turtle games?
Well, that's the other thing. All the reviews I've seen are like, the enemies get repetitive. This isn't like Turtles in Time. Like, have you played Turtles in Time?
Turtles in Time, where all the enemies are exactly the same.
Yeah, we're just like, oh, this is this guy with green. This is him, but he's blue now.
There's only one special. There's like 8 special moves.
Yeah.
And some there's not enough special moves, you know, because in Turtles in Time there was one. You know, it's just things like that.
Yeah, I don't get it. Because Turtles in Time, I love Turtles in Time. It's super fun, but it is entirely repetitive. But that's also the nature of that kind of game.
Yes.
It's also like a game you play with like 4 people and have a blast.
Gamers today are entitled idiots. Yeah. They like to complain about nothing. That's, you know, people today like to complain about nothing. So I just look at it like that. You know, this game is fun. I enjoy playing it. You're complaining for the sake of complaining. I don't know what you expected. And furthermore, the game wasn't even full price.
No.
The game was a $40 game, new. It's less than a normal game. So you got to take that into account as well.
I was thinking about that watching this episode because in the beginning they're on the turtle blimp, like when they first get down there, and no one's wearing – like they're sitting on the wing. One of them is sitting on a turbine. Like they're just – like nowadays all those characters would need to be in seats and have seat belts.
Why? Right?
For safety reasons for kids.
Right.
But then you think about like the people that are putting those notes in now are like, you grew up with this and you're alive. Like, I don't understand. Like, do you think everyone's just dumb now? Like, I'm the last smart guy on the fucking earth. Like, we're the last smart gen. Everyone behind us is dumb. They're not going to know how to do anything. They'll figure it out.
And that's the episode. Yeah. It's over. And it was good. And you should watch more Turtles.
Next week,
next week is April Fool's.
Is it?
That's the episode.
Oh, the episode. I was like, it's fucking June, dude.
No, it's April Fool's.
That's the episode, yeah. I don't even know. I didn't look at what happens in that episode. But
I know why. The reason I know is I know that episode immediately. There's a story behind it. I'm going to tell it next time we actually do the show.
Oh, snap.
There's a story behind it. All right, I'm out of here. I'm King Cowabunga heading out.
And I'm Pizza Toss and Gub.
See you next time.
Later.